Welcome to Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud, a weekly podcast with IT leaders who are driving the future of a software-defined infrastructure-based data center.
Hello, I'm Gary McCulley, and welcome to another edition of Chip Chat, Conversations in the Cloud. Today, I'm speaking with Ron Herman, Director of Sales Engineering at E8 Storage. Welcome, Ron.
Thanks, Gary. Glad to be here.
Great. So before we dive in deep, tell us a little bit about E8 Storage and your role there.
Sure. Well, E8 Storage, we started about 18 months ago, late 2014, and our two founders, Alex and Zavon, actually have a pretty deep background in storage. They both worked for IBM on a project called XIV, which was acquired by IBM in 2008, I believe. Other people on our team came from other vendors such as EMC, Cisco. People have some Intel background. And what we're building really is what is called Generation 2 Flash or Rack Scale Flash. Generation 2 is really based on NVMe SSDs. In our case, we support the new Intel dual-ported NVMe SSDs, so we're one of the few vendors out there that actually support those new drives. So the data center class reliability, but the speed of local SSDs in the servers. So we're able to do things that you couldn't do with centralized storage up until now.
So there's a lower TCO compared to storage products with SAS or SATA drives?
The issue is a lot of the applications that are being done, things like machine learning, things like high-speed analytics, high-performance databases, require speed a level above those centralized Generation 1 SSD systems. Those first generation systems were really disk replacement, large disk systems from the various vendors, and you were able to replace those with SSDs. But what was never able to be done were things like machine learning that needed the speed of local SSDs. So you usually ended up with islands of storage and servers that were doing things like machine learning or high-speed analytics and so forth. What this Generation 2 product does from E8 is actually allow you to then consolidate those SSDs into a top-of-the-rack flash solution. So it gives you the performance that you couldn't get from any other storage array, but for the benefits of scale as far as not having to over-provision local servers and so forth. You ended up with stranded capacity a lot of times in the local servers that were trying to hold the, say, machine learning database. This gives you the ability to, say, have a 100-terabyte database shared by many servers, and it breaks sort of the SSD boundaries that are inside those single servers.
Ron, can you talk about the recent announcement at Flash Memory Summit of the E8 D24 product?
Sure. We announced the D24, which is a 2U product, supports up to 70 terabytes of usable capacity today, 140 next year, and up to 10 million IOPS around 100 microseconds. So the performance that you get from that box enables customers to do things that really they struggled to do just months ago. A great example of that that's out on our website, we have a case study. And what this customer was struggling with is they supported a high-speed analytics environment, and the current database that each user had was 19 terabytes. It was Cassandra database. The challenge was the end user wanted to scale that to 50 terabytes. And because the customer was using local SSDs, they were thinking, well, the only way to do that is maybe upgrade all the servers or do forklift upgrades. It was really, really painful to the customer to even think about growing like that. So when we presented the E8 solution, it was sort of like, wow, this is exactly what we need. This solves our problem because now we can move from 19 terabytes to 50 to even larger databases in the future. We can consolidate on top of the rack storage, NVMe-based storage, including the dual-ported Intel SSDs, and we can provide an increased capacity our customers are asking for at the same speed they're used to today, because speed is very, very critical for this customer and all customers. So you don't lose anything by consolidating into a top-of-the-rack solution, but then you get more flexibility and you get the ability to grow even more with that existing chassis. So, you know, I always like to tell customers how this is going to benefit you versus, you know, here are the speeds and feeds, those types of things you can usually pull from a data sheet. In our case, we like to focus on the applications and the pain points that the customers are suffering and try to help with those.
Now, Ron, I looked at your resume and I see that you were an IT director for the Michigan Supreme Court back in 1988. Between then and now, what's some of the biggest changes that you've seen in the data center?
I was actually an IT director from about 88 to about, I think it was about 94, 95. When I first started running systems at the courts, the concept of RAID was not commercially available yet. So backups were hypercritical, but if you had a disk drive crash, you actually had to have the service person come in, put a disk in, and actually pull the last night's backup and rebuild that database. A lot of the concepts that we have today, you could tell that they were going to emerge that way. Like RAID was one of them for sure. But it was still a world where you had to provide the best service for your customers. You had to be responsible. You know, I used to consider all the court workers my end users. So I had service level agreements with them and all that stuff. So a lot of the fundamentals have not changed at all. But the world has definitely changed. We also didn't have the internet back then. I remember it was about 93. Some of our developers started asking for an internet connection to the University of Michigan. You know, we've come a long way since then.
Now, where can people go to find out more about this product online?
Yeah, we have a website, www.ehstorage.com. And, you know, we have plenty of information out there, product specs, press releases, white papers. This case study I just mentioned is out there. And, of course, our contact information.
Thanks, Ron, for joining us today. It's been a pleasure talking to you. We'd love to have you come back in and talk about how the E8 D24 is doing in the future.
Glad to do it. Thanks, Gary.